Well, you always look at, you know, statistically, when you're winning the turnover battle, certainly you have a much greater chance of winning a football game. So it creates momentum, you know, for any team, whether you're turning the ball over or you're getting turnovers from your defense. So certainly, I think from a mindset, from an offensive mindset, when you're getting turnovers on defense, then certainly it increases your confidence and I think obviously your ability to win the game.
Would you have liked to have seen a little bit more off the turnovers that you got Sunday from the defense? A little bit
more points?
Production.
Oh, yeah, no question. Yeah, we always have to come away with points after a turnover, and certainly you want to score touchdowns, and that's how you win big games. And we've got to, or your mindset is first to score, whether it be a field goal or a touchdown, but when we take the field, it's always a mindset. We need to score a touchdown. Let's convert this into a touchdown.
But it seems as if the offense was out of phase last week, right?
Yeah, I felt like we were out of sync. Yeah, certainly.
Enough to get it back in.
Yeah. I think for most of the season, we talked to our players about trying to get better every week, and I think they've done that for the most part. We haven't had, like I said, a lot of dips, but I felt like last week we were out of sync a little bit, and I think they recognize it. Looked at the tape. We'll make corrections this week, and we'll move on from it.
You like drawing up the last play the other day? Is that how you designed it?
No. Obviously, that's not it. But we do work on those situations, and you know, for them to get lined up quickly as they did, and we've done it in 12 seconds or less. So we have done that. Just they all knew to get lined up correctly. You'd like to certainly. You know, we didn't expect to end it on a face mask, but that's what happens sometimes. Those things happen, and it was great to see our field goal kicker go out and convert it into 3 points.
Need more work on the fade pass, or is it just a matter of,
We've missed a couple to the tight ends this season, you know, and we spend a lot of time on it, to be honest with you. Every Thursday we go out and spend an entire period throwing fades to both the wide receivers and the tight ends. So, again, I think it's still a little bit more time working with those receivers and those receivers that are running the fades, which are the tight ends and the bigger wide receivers. So we'll get better at that.
It's not an easy throw as it probably looks, right? You know what I mean?
We should make it easier than it is, and we will.
Have you been going into that last play as you're watching the clock go down 6-5? That in your mind, come on, guys, get set.
Well, we've done it in 12 seconds. So we tell them if everyone's got a, and really it's more on the wide receivers. And the wide receivers did a fantastic job of getting back, I think. Julius Thomas did a fantastic job of, we say, hand the ball to the official so he doesn't bobble it at all. So he immediately got up, handed it to the official, and everyone got to their spots and got set. So I think interior we could have gotten set quicker, but when you look at it on tape, it was for some of the wide receivers that ran all the way down the field, they got back and they were completely set. So that's usually you're worried about the wide receivers being able to get back.
Were you surprised at the NFL announcement yesterday?
Yeah, I was, certainly, because like I said, we've done that, and we've done it in 12 seconds or less, in 12 seconds. So it didn't surprise that we were able to get back and get set. And again, it's disappointing, but I think there's calls every week that you get back from the NFL where they will let you know which ones are corrected or which ones they felt like they were wrong about.